This is the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, featuring your host, Jenna Erlandson.
Hey guys, and welcome to my first Bridge of the Faithful podcast. And I wanted to do this introduction one where I'm explaining the name Bridge of the Faithful, what my plan is for the year, what I expect out of this, and hopefully what you can expect out of this experiment as well if you decide to stick with me on this journey of podcasting. So this really is a journey of podcasting to the point where I've never even actually listened to a podcast. And this may not sound normal to you. This is going to be truly me. This is what's on my heart. It's not going to be spun or dressed up by anything I've listened to. So I will eventually start listening to them so I can improve and therefore make it a little bit more pleasant of an experience for you and a little less awkward for me. But for the first ones, I'm going to just rawly share what's on my heart and share the goal of this year with the Bridge of the Faithful podcast. The story starts about last October with a mom Bible study group that I'm in. And the lady who leads the Bible study portion of our meetings always challenges us every year to find a word that's going to either define us that year or be something that we work on specifically. And I've always wanted to do it, but I've never found the right word. I've never picked one. And I'm not sure if that's because I'm just being too romantic and I'm waiting for the perfect word to just show up, or if I'm just too lazy to really think about it or try to put effort into something like that. So back in October, she started bringing that, and the word faith just kept popping into my mind and in my life. And part of that, I think, is because right now, starting last March, my husband started looking for a full-time youth ministry job. So God really started working in our lives to switch over to this gear that we've always wanted to do, but we really felt like this was the time to start looking. And we really thought we would be here by now, 10 months later, and we realized that part of the, well, not really the problem, but one of the things that God is working in our lives is that we've been waiting for that perfect job to show up where the logistics work out, or it's right where we want it to be, or the money numbers look right, or it's the right number of people, and all of these things that we've just been waiting to be wrapped perfectly for us. And we're realizing that God just wants us to start thinking about stepping out in faith with the place that He really wants us to go. The name Bridge of the Faithful has its own story. I sing in a worship team with a ministry called Reengage at my church, and I got a text from the worship pastor giving me the list of songs that he wanted us to sing that night. And for some reason, it sent it in a strange order and things got cut off. And it looked like we were singing a song called Bridge of Faithful. And I just thought that was a really cool name, Bridge of Faithful. And I told him that I thought that was a song, and he agreed it was cool and said we should totally write that song. So it just kind of stuck in my heart, Bridge of Faithful. And I started thinking about all the things that I would want in a song like that. I started thinking about poem and rhyming and musicality and all that. And I realized that with all the ideas that God kept popping in my heart that I was writing down that I wanted to focus on, this was not going to be a song. This was going to be an epic poem like the Odyssey, where there's hundreds of verses. And it just wouldn't fit in a typical worship set with three verses, a chorus, and a bridge. So just these ideas of God's faithfulness cannot be fit into one song that He's been placing in my heart. A lot of the things that I will have to say will be mostly based off of these ideas that have been popping in through nudges that God's been placing in my heart, or through sermons or books or even just conversations that I've been having. But they will be researched. I do have a Bible minor, but I don't have a big Bible theology degree that will be based off of this epic idea of God's faithfulness. And that made me nervous at first, but I realized that that is to God's glory because I'm totally inadequate. And it's the great one using me, not me being the great one in this. So God is going to be using me to share my experiences through the microphone and right into your life. That's a huge step of faith for me because I just have really high expectations of myself, and I really like things to be perfect and polished, and to the point where I'll probably record this several times to get it to a point where I feel I'm even okay with sending it. and I probably won't even be happy with it then. So that makes it really harder for me to be satisfied with not only sharing my very personal experiences, but also to share them with my own voice, the things that God wants me to say. I originally thought, after deciding this wasn't going to be a song, I originally thought this was going to be a journal blog. And I really struggled with that idea because I thought this is going to be too personal. Nobody's going to want to read this, or I'll be sharing too much and it will be just too much information, or they'll make people uncomfortable. And he kept working on my heart to show me that there may be other people going through similar experiences that may be encouraged by the things I'm going to say. Or on the flip side, where having these people that I'm kind of participating with and keeping me accountable will encourage me to stay faithful through this year, just because I'm going to be open and honest with you and all the things that I'm struggling with or learning or the amazing things that God is going to show me in this year. So I kind of had this inward battle with God, like, is this a stupid idea? Is this something I really want to do? Do I want to share this much information to possibly more than two people that would listen to this? And I finally acquiesced, thinking that, okay, God, I'll just let you do with this what you want because you've put it on my heart. So 10 minutes after finally having this acquiesce moment, the book Chase the Lion by Mark Batterson came into my inbox. I listen to a lot of audiobooks because I have two small children and I don't have a lot of time to just sit and read. And recently, God has been sending me little things like books or studies or sermons that are faithful themed, so to speak. So the quote on this book, literally on this book, is if your dream doesn't scare you, it's too small, because the big dreams that you have are the ones that will give God the most glory because you are totally inadequate for. So when you step out into the faith on those big dreams, God's going to use you big if you're faithful to him. So that book was a catalyst in your face moment to finally admit to my husband what God was doing in my heart, because I couldn't do something like this without talking to him first. So that was kind of the first step of me stepping out in faith and making the first moment push toward Bridge of the Faithful. So my husband is really reasonable when you give him ideas. He can kind of tell you if it's attainable, if you're well equipped, if it's even a good idea in this time of life. And he really does it nicely, but I figured that he wouldn't think it was the right timing in our lives for me to start something like a blog. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, I don't think you should do a blog. And I thought that was it. But then the next thing that came out of his mouth was, I think you should do a podcast. And looking back, remember, I've never even listened to a podcast. So that kind of floored me, like, wow, what is this? And he didn't even have this big picture idea of what was going on in my head, because mostly I didn't either. But he was just able to see through me writing notes during church and my thought processes and things that God was actually doing something in my heart, and he wanted to support me in that. And he used the example of the fact that I don't have a lot of time to sit and read, but I listen to audiobooks so that I could listen to someone talk while driving or doing laundry or in the shower when I'm trying to avoid being screamed at by small children. And how this would fit with a lot of people in the same stage of life like me that are busy and just don't have time to sit and read something. So he has a background in technology and production, and he was able to just whip out these tools that he just happened to have, like a microphone and just knowledge on software and that kind of stuff. And he put a ton of prep work in so that I could start. And it's just amazing how just opening up to someone about what God's working on in your heart and mind and ideas, it just brought the floodgates of moving forward to the next step when it's something God really wants you to do. So after seeing his side of all the things that he had done and all the time that he spent in this prep work, I thought, now I really have to do it, because he just put so much into it without me even having to ask him. It just kind of happened and showed up. So this is where we are right now. I know this podcast is going to be called The Bridge of the Faithful, that God is going to be showing me ways that he is faithful this year. And I need to be proactive in finding examples in the Bible, how that relates to me and how that relates to God as a person, that we can get to know him better in this faithfulness form. So that also means that God wants me to do some exercises in faithfulness on my end. I'm probably going to be asked to step out in faith, and he wants me to share that with you so you can see what amazing things God can do if you just let him do it. This podcast this year is my Ebenezer Stone to document what God does in my life this year. I'm going to have hopefully twice a month installments where I can share what God is showing me or asking me to do. And through documenting it, we can look where I'm at right now. And we can look at it again at the end of the year where we can see the before and the after and be able to see those steps in between that got us there. So we're going to be learning about God's faithfulness, what it means for us to be faithful. And you're going to be on this journey with me because we'll be on the same level each time I record this and send it out. The next one's going to focus a little more on the bridge metaphor that God has placed on my heart, because we can't just not address a bridge with the name Bridge of the Faithful. So whether this dream is just for me to document my faithful bridge walk, and I'll be encouraged by you helping me through it, or if it's to encourage you through your walk by listening to mine, if you stick with me, we can walk it together. And hopefully at the end of it, we'll be at a way more exciting place in life where we're going to be better and more equipped to be faithful to God, to know Him better, and to better see His faithfulness in our lives.
This has been episode 1 of the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, entitled The Story Behind the Bridge of the Faithful. For show notes, go to botfpodcast.com/episode/1.